We're going to have to tear Jay Sokol from the city of College Station away from his jumble. You don't even have the jumble today, do you?
No, I don't know where the paper is.
Oh, I took it out there.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew if I left it in here, you probably would be sidetracked and just be working the jumble.
I absolutely would.
So what's going on in the Two Name City?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the Two Name City. We did end up leaving our council meeting much earlier than usual last night, which was tremendous.
Reason for celebration of itself.
We were pretty happy about that. So anyway, but the main attraction here is Ann Boykin with our heritage programs, and I think there's a statue dedication coming up.
There's just before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
To speed this meeting up, if you might have the inducement of an all-you-could-eat ice cream bar afterwards.
All right.
Ooh, they could start setting it up, you know, say around 9.
Yeah, suggest that, you know.
And every 10 minutes, just, you know, you just remind them, keep in mind, ice cream melts.
we'll work on that. All right, excuse me.
Ann, yes.
Boykin, right here. Hi, Ann. How are you this morning?
I'm playing second fiddle to an ice cream.
Oh, well, we do. We have a dedication coming up, huh?
We do. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is dedicating the Texian statue on the Lynn Stewart Pathway October 2nd. It's a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lots of festivities are planned for that dedication. We will have a replica of a little cannon that we're going to fire off. We have some Texian reenactors who are going to be out there, and with demonstrations of the long guns and some of the handguns that were used at that time period. And we have an 1836 coin from Texas that it was dropped down into the base of the statue when we set that statue this week. And a lot of good history is marked out there with the 22 panels we have along the path, each one commemorating a different war that the U.S. has been involved in. There were 17 official wars. The 18th is the War for Texas Independence. And each of the places along the path has a 2-foot by 3-foot interpretive panel that tells the story of the war with graphics and photographs. And there's a granite marker and a bench. And these are all coming from community donations. And it's really a very neat addition to the park. It's, from what I can find, it's one of a kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Heritage Programs is a neat deal. You got a website that folks can go to?
We
and
do.
See stuff.
It's the Project Hold website, and it's hold.cstx.gov.
Okay, and again, the dedication will be?
October 2nd, Saturday at 10 o'clock at Lynn Stewart Pathway, which is just adjacent to the Veterans Memorial.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Anything else from you today?
Just a quick reminder that TxDOT will be opening up the Barron Road Underpass Monday mid-morning about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So there'll be a little dedication ceremony at 9. It should be opened up at 10 o'clock, so that should be a pretty good deal for folks down in that area.
They've been waiting a while for that,
that's
for sure. All right, thanks a lot. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with them on Fridays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguiland Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
817 News Talk 1620 WTAW. John Happ's here this morning as a member of the board of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott.
What you got for us?
Scott, I'm here to... Chris asked me to come, Chris Dyer, our director, to talk about benchmarking the arts. We have a great project that we've just started. You've seen all of the trains painted around town, how pretty and decorative they are.
Sure.
Well, our incoming president, Sue Lee, brainstormed this idea that we were going to paint benches. And we have an opportunity to have these benches put anywhere the sponsor would like to have these benches put. We have about 10 artists that are going to be doing the painting. You can select any of those artists, or you can have your own artist. And I think you're well aware of that bench, as a matter of fact.
Matter of fact, we bought the first one.
One, and very, very nice bench. I'm jealous.
It is. It's got airplane motif on it,
really,
obviously.
It really looked nice at the airport.
Yeah.
And this is a great project, and I think it will help the Arts Council get advertised of what we do for the cities. And it can go either city, go any location that you would like to put it. And you can put it in your house. You can put it in your business. You can put it out in the park, and we have an agreement with the two cities that there are locations that the city would be happy to put it in. We have a group of people that are going to buy a bench and sponsor a bench and give it to a school and let the school decorate it, which I think is really tremendous.
Mm-hmm. These are metal benches. They're full-seat benches. They're not slatted like you might think of an old park bench, so they're very modern and obviously can be bolted down to concrete or set in concrete.
And they're fairly heavy. They'd be hard to move without bolting them down, actually, but yes, they're a full ADA-approved bench.
And it's kind of neat. Again, you've seen cities all over America do different types of items. As you say, right. The trains happened here with the Bush Library. So this is a neat opportunity. If folks want to, what are the steps in the process? What's the timeline,
well,
basically?
Well, we have an application that has to be in for sponsorship by the 31st of October. It's $3,000 for sponsorship. And that includes the artist that we have listed, if that's who you want to use. If you want your own artist, you'll have to make that arrangement with your own artist. But I think it's going to be a great project for the cities, and it's something we can do every year. And if you want multiple benches, this is a good way to do it.
Sure.
We allow you to pay it out in time. You don't have to pay the money up front. Mm-hmm. So we do have that option.
Okay. So that's that all can be done in a neat opportunity. And now, then, will there be an unveiling at some point, or how will that be done? How will you express
it? We have a plan next March to have them all in one location for a reception, and I'm not privy to talk about that yet,
but we will be advertising that.
And Craig's here with me this morning. He wanted to talk about our upcoming show that we're going to do at the Arts Council.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Tell me what you got for us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
We're having an upcoming here on October 2nd. It's going to be opening up. It's Jill Maxwell. She's an artist from Dallas, and she does a really unique twist. She takes religious icons and puts them onto regular tool items that we would use like today, which is ironing boards and boxes. And she's taking six famous women who've been throughout the history of time, and she's putting them onto these large wooden ironing boards and set up. And you'll see Lady Madonna images and other images like that. And we're going to have them set out through the whole council or through the whole gallery, and people can come take a look at them. And they're really unique. We've never done anything where we have something like an ironing board and we're mixing it in with a religious theme. So it's going to be really nice.
But that's what's so neat about the arts, is you end up having these unusual combinations of things.
It really will make you think, this one.
Is there a gift shop there at the
We sure do. We have a gift shop, and we have about, right now, we have about 15 to 20 artists who have their items there on consignment. And it's everything from jewelry to painting to pottery to photography. So really, if you're looking for anything for a friend or for a gift, we've got it there at the Arts Council.
Well, it's really the best of both worlds. You're shopping locally, which is great, and you're sponsoring the arts at the same time. So it works well.
It's really something else when you see these artists and you tell them, oh, yeah, someone bought your piece here locally. It really inspires them and wants them to do more things.
Off the top of your head, can you tell me when the gallery's open or when that they could go in and
sure,
do
sure, the gallery will start. This show will open up on Saturday from 10 to 2, and then it will kick off the following week from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And then we'll actually have a reception if you wanted to come meet Jill on October 7th at 5:30 through 7:30.
Okay. You got an opportunity to get a chance to talk to the artists themselves.
That's
and
right.
kind of hear a little bit about what the motivation for the work
yeah.
was. You got to, what, yes.
I can brag on Craig Hollinger. He has put together some of the most beautiful shows that we've had at the Arts Council. He does he's an artist himself, putting these shows together, and it's really worthwhile to come out and see the display and how he presents it at the Arts Council.
Well, again, it's floor space. It's available. It's an opportunity for people to see the exhibit, and then an opportunity to buy and sell art as well. So that's
and I always say one thing to a lot of people. If you want to come by and you want to have a really nice place to bring a date and it's cheap, well, we're always free, and come on in and show a little culture and then go on to your next destination.
There you go. Okay. And, again, the website is?
It's www.acbv.org.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all coming in this morning. We visit with the folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.